সংযোগ আছে না? আমার একটা সংযোগ আছে, ঠিক আছে, হয়ে যাবে।
হরে কৃষ্ণ। গৌর পূর্ণিমা মহামহোৎসব কি? শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভুজ অ্যাপিয়ারেন্স ডে সেলিব্রেশন কি? জগৎগুরু শিল প্রভুপাদ কি? সমবেত ভক্তবৃন্দ কি? গৌর প্রেমানন্দে হরি হরি। হরে কৃষ্ণ। সিন্স ইটস চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভুজ অ্যাপিয়ারেন্স ডে টুডে, উই উইল সিং ভেরি স্পেশাল সং। What happened? This is written by Srila Vasudev Ghosh. It goes like, Jodi gaura na hoito, tobe ki hoito, kemone dhoritam de. Radharo mohima, premo rasho shima.
Translation by the Hindi.
Achha. জগতে জানাত কে? ডু দে হ্যাভ দ্য ট্রান্সলেশন অলসো? না না, ইংলিশ ট্রান্সলেশন। ওকে, জাস্ট গো টু দ্য, ইফ লর্ড চৈতন্য হ্যাড নট অ্যাপিয়ার্ড অ্যাজ দ্য যুগাবতার ইন দিস এজ অফ কলি, দেন হোয়াট উড হ্যাভ হ্যাপেন টু আস? হোয়াট উড হ্যাভ বিকাম অফ আস? হাউ কুড ইউ হ্যাভ টলারেটেড লিভ tolerated living? Who in this universe would have ever learned about the topmost limits of loving mellows that comprise the glory of Sri Radha? There's a little mistake in this translation. These translations were not made by Srila Prabhupada. They were made by the other devotees. Now, what is the mistake here? Here it is said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Jugavatar. The Jugavatar does not give Radharo Mahima. It is when Krishna comes as with Radha Bhav as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then only he gives Radha, Radharani, reveals Radharani's identity. Anyway, the point is, had Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not have come, what would have happened to us? How would we have known about Srimati Radharani's glory? So, oh yeah, okay. Wonderful. Thank you. Very good. Then, Madhura Brinda, Bipino Madhuri, Probesho Chaturi Shar, Borojo Juboti, Bhabero Bhakoti, Shakoti Hoitokar. Okay, you say after me. Madhura Brinda, Bipino Madhuri, Probesho Chaturi Shar, বরজ যুবতী ভাবেরও ভকতি সকতি হইতকার। সো গো টু দ্য ট্রান্সলেশন। ইফ চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু ডিড নট কাম, দেন হু উড হ্যাভ হ্যাড দ্য পাওয়ার টু রেন্ডার এক্সট্যাটিক ডিভোশনাল সার্ভিস দ্যাট ফলোজ ইন দ্য ফুটস্টেপস of the damsels of Braja. Indeed, the clever expertise of the Braja gopis is a prerequisite for entering the supremely sweet forest of Vrinda Devi. Then let's go to the third. Gao gao puna gaurangero guna সরল করিয়া মন এভব সাগরে এমন দয়াল না দেখিয়ে একজন। ও প্লিজ সিং again and again of the glorious qualities of Lord Gauranga, just try to keep your heart simple. Not even one person within this ocean of nations has ever seen such a magnanimous personality as he is. Ami Gaurango Boliya, Nagenu Goliya, Kamone Dhorinu De, Bashuro Hiya, Pashano Diya, Bidhi Kamone Goriyache. Even though I chant the holy name of Lord Gauranga, somehow I still have not melted in ecstasy. How then have I maintained the burden of this body? How has the Creator fashioned this body with a stone in place of Bashu Ghosh's heart? So should we sing this song today?
যদি গৌর না হইত তবে কি হইত কেমনে ধরিতাম দে যদি গৌর না হইত তবে কি হইত কেমনে ধরিতাম রে রাধারু মহিমা প্রেম রসীমা জগতে জানাত কে রাধারু মহিমা প্রেম রসীমা জগতে জানাত কে যদি গৌর না হইত তবে কি হইত কেমনে ধরিতাম রে মধুর বৃন্দা বিপিন মাধুরী প্রবেশ চাতুরিষা বড় যুবতী গৌরাঙ্গেরও গুণ স্মরণ করিয়াম।
Hare Krishna.
Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo. Jai Jai Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada.
Gaur Premanande Hari Hari. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sharashate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunnavadi Paschatta Deshatarine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shibashadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Namo Mahavadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurattishe Namaha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So today is a very special day of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance day, and we are fasting till what time? Okay, till moonrise, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared when the lunar eclipse was taking place. So it was full moon. At the time of full moon, when the moon is full, then the eclipse actually begins. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared at the time when the moon rose. And so we fast till with anukalpa. That means not no grains, just ekadasi prasad. And real breakfast will be tomorrow morning. I don't know about the morning, but at lunch there will be a big feast. Okay. And so today let us spend the time in being totally absorbed in hearing about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, singing the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and worshipping the Lord through Sankirtan. So now I'll give a class until a deity opens. When will be the 8:30? Okay. And then at 11 o'clock, His Grace Vyasaki Prabhu will give a class. 11 or 10:30? 11 o'clock. The Aratik is at 12:30. So okay, you'll get about... Or do you want to start at 10:30? Since they have time, you can take the time. They'll start at 10:30. Vyasaki Prabhu will give a class at 10:30. And then 4:30 another class. Okay. And then Abhishek. Abhishek will be at 6 o'clock. Abhishek. Okay, and after Abhishek, there will be Aratik of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock. Okay. Thank you very much. So, okay, we can briefly discuss about various wonderful activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. For last 2 days, we are discussing about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's unique position. What is the unique position? Who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. But does he look like Krishna? Does he act like Krishna? Does he act like the Supreme Personality of Godhead? He is acting like
a devotee. So that is the uniqueness of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. The Lord has appeared as a devotee. Otherwise the Lord appears always. The Lord always appears as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whether he appears as a fish, whether he appears as a tortoise, whether he appears as a half lion, half man, or whether he appears as a dwarf, his activities are like, I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Watch out when you're dealing with me. Either you surrender or you'll be finished. कौन कौन हिंदी नहीं अंग्रेजी नहीं समझते हैं किसको हिंदी का जरूरत होगा हिंदी अनुवाद का हिंदी अनुवाद हो रहा है ये पीछे बरंदा में जो जिसको जिनको हिंदी जरूरत है आप लोग पीछे जा सकते हैं अगर आपका पर्सनल ट्रांसलेटर है तब दूसरी बात है हरे कृष्ण So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities are very unique. He has come as a devotee and he is acting like a devotee. But the devotees can make out he is not a devotee. He is pretending to be a devotee. He is someone else. Who is he? He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How the devotees recognized him? How did the devotees recognize him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Because his extraordinary activities. Like soon after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he came to Jagannath Puri. And his followers, some of the followers, Nityananda Prabhu, Gadadhar Pandit, etc., came with him to Jagannath Puri. Now when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in a river called Athero Nala, he went to take bath and he gave the sannyas danda to Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu, while holding the danda, he told the danda, "Who do you think you are? Mr. Danda, who do you think you are? The personality who maintains the entire universe, and the entire universe is at his lotus feet, and you want him to carry you? Forget it." So he broke the danda and threw it in the river. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and saw that his danda was broken, he was very upset with Nityananda Prabhu. And he said that, "What do you think, my sannyas is a joke? After taking sannyas, I wanted to go to Vrindavan, and Nityananda misled me and brought me back to Navadvip and told me that this is Vrindavan. He took me to Shantipur. And he said that this is Vrindavan, and pointing out to Ganga, he said this is Jamuna. And now he broke my danda, my only possession as a sannyasi. My only possession was my danda, and that also is taken away from me." So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being very upset, he just said, "You all stay behind. I mean, you all stay. I don't want you." And Mahaprabhu just ran towards Jagannath Puri. And when he came to Jagannath Puri, seeing Lord Jagannath, he fainted. And when he fainted, a pilgrim fainted, a young sannyasi fainted, everybody became very concerned. "Oh, what happened? Did he faint or did he die?" And it looked like he died, because there was no sign of life in his body. So at that time, the king's chief pandit of his court Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, one of the greatest scholars of that time, one of the greatest scholars of that time. He was so brilliant that those days Mithila was the only place of Nyaya Shastra. If anybody wanted to study Nyaya, he had to go to Mithila. One could go to Mithila and study, but they could not copy the text and bring it out, so that they cannot teach. They can learn, but they cannot teach. If anybody, they wanted to have monopoly in this way, the monopoly of Nyaya Shastra, that whoever wants to study Nyaya has to come to Mithila. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was from Navadvip. So he went to Mithila to study, and he stole all the shastras of Nyaya. All the entire Nyaya Shastra he stole. How did he steal? He stole it here. He memorized the entire Nyaya Shastra. And he came to Navadvip, came back to Navadvip, and he then wrote it down, and he started to teach Nyaya in Navadvip. And so now Navadvip became the competitor of Mithila. So Navadvip became the center of Nyaya. So the scholars of Mithila became so angry and so upset that they sent an assassin to kill Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. But those assassins, when they came to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, their heart changed. He saw such an exalted personality. So they fell at his feet and admitted why they came. So then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya left Navadvip and he went to Jagannath Puri, in the court of King Indradumna, a very powerful Hindu king of that time. He was the only king who the Muslims could not subdue. Only Hindu king that Muslims could not subdue at that time. Very, very powerful king. Anyway, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was there in the temple, and when he actually saw that these are, because he was very learned, so he saw that these are actually the ecstatic symptoms. So he recognized that this person is a very exalted devotee of the Lord. And he carried him with his men. He took him to his house, carried him to his house. Now in the meantime, Nityananda Prabhu, Gadadhar Pandit and others came searching for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They knew that he would come to Jagannath Temple. So when they came to Jagannath Temple, they were inquired about a young sannyasi, if anyone has seen that. And they said, yes, one young sannyasi came and he fainted in temple, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya took him to his house. So they went to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house and found that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was still unconscious. So then they started to chant the holy name of the Lord, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back to his external senses. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, became very attracted to him, very affectionate towards him. Very handsome young man. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya felt that he is such a handsome young man and he is not really grave. Rather, he is very frivolous. He is sentimental. He sings and dances. Sannyasi shouldn't do all that things. Sannyasi should be grave. So he said that this sannyasi may fall down, because he is so frivolous and sentimental. So he decided that he would teach him Vedanta. And by teaching him Vedanta, he will make him fixed on his sannyas order. So when Gopinath Acharya, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's brother-in-law, who knew Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Navadvip, When he heard that, he told his brother-in-law, Sarvam Bhattacharya, that who do you think you are talking about? You want to teach him? Do you know who he is? He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Sarvam Bhattacharya couldn't accept that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He was very learned, so he raised an objection. He said the Lord is known as Three Yuga. He comes in three yugas. In Kali Yuga he doesn't come. Therefore, your conclusion is wrong. I accept that he is a very exalted devotee. He is a very exalted Mahapurusha. But God, the Supreme Personality of God, is Swayam Bhagavan. I can't accept it. So they had a big argument. Gopinath Acharya told him that you cannot accept it because you are extremely unfortunate. It's your unfortunate condition that prevents you from recognizing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although He is standing in front of you. Because you are blind. Just as a blind man cannot see the sun, although it's in the middle of the sky, similarly, you cannot see Him. It's only by the mercy of the Lord one can recognize Him. So this way they had big arguments. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got to know that Sarvam Bhattacharya wanted to teach him in order to fix him up in sannyas, and he even wanted to give him a kind of elevation to his sannyas order. Apparently Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his sannyas from Bharati Sampradaya. Bharati is not a very exalted one in the Sankar Sampradaya. He is a kind of a low class sannyasi. Even among sannyasis they had the class system. So he said that he had taken sannyas from Bharati clan, so I will give him Jogapatta and elevate him from higher order to higher order. Incidentally, Sarvam Bhattacharya was so exalted a personality that he used to teach the sannyasis. And he himself was teaching the sannyasis, although he was in the household life. And he actually took Kshetra sannyas. He was also a sannyasi, but not saffron-robed sannyasi. His sannyas was of another kind of sannyas. He took a vow of never to leave Jagannath Puri. So that is called Kshetra sannyas. So Sarvam Bhattacharya then in this way wanted to teach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Vedanta and make him serious and fixed up in his sannyas order and elevate him in his sannyas order. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got to know that, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got to know that Gopinath Acharya was having a big argument with Sarvam Bhattacharya, so he told him that, look, he is my well-wisher. He simply wants to benefit me. So let him, I will study Vedanta under him. So then Sarvam Bhattacharya started to teach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Vedanta. And for 7 days, he taught Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just sat there without saying anything. Just sitting there. No appreciation of some points or no questions about some point that he didn't answer. Generally, a student asks questions, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't say anything. Just sat there. So Sarvam Bhattacharya wondered that, is he understanding what I am saying? So he asked him, Krishna Chaitanya, do you understand what I am saying? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you see, I understand the bhashyas, the sutras. I understand the sutras perfectly. But I don't understand your bhashya, your explanation. Sarva Bhattacharya said that the explanation is meant to simplify the meaning of the sutra, and you are saying that you are understanding the sutra, but you don't understand the explanation. What's the matter with you? Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, actually, you are not clarifying the meaning of the sutra by your bhashya. You are actually covering the meaning of the sutra with your bhashya. You are bringing in impersonalism in that Vedic concept, in Vedanta Sutra. The Vedanta Sutra all the way is simply indicating Krishna. But you are deriving an impersonalistic concept from this Vedanta Sutra. That is how you are actually covering the meaning of Vedanta Sutra. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him to clarify one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. That says, Atma Ramascha Munayo Nirgranthapi Urukrame Kurvanti Ahaitukim Bhaktim Ittham Bhuta Gunahari. Atma Ramascha Munayo, the exalted saintly personalities, munis, those who are deriving their joy from within, from the spirit soul, those who are situated in the spiritual identity. Nirgrantha api, although they are completely free from all attachments. Kurbanti ahaitukin bhakti, they render unconditional devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pointed out to him, that Bhagavatam is saying that those who are already liberated, they become engaged in devotional service to the Lord. Now, you are saying the liberation is the ultimate goal of life. But after liberation, one becomes engaged in devotional service to the Lord. So in this way, Sarvam Bhattacharya was defeated. He was very heartbroken when he was defeated in this way, because he was very proud of his scholarship. The whole of India was appreciative of his scholarship. All the big scholars used to come to study under him. And now this 24-year-old young man just defeated him. So Sarvam Bhattacharya went to his room, locked himself up, and he was feeling so heartbroken. He stopped eating. Then at midnight, although his door was locked, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in front of him. And he showed him his six-armed form. Some scripture says that these six arms were four arms of Narayan holding conch, lotus, disc and mess, and two hands of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And some other scriptures pointed out that he was in two arms he was holding the bow and arrow of Lord Ramchandra, with two arms he was holding the flute, and with two arms he was holding the sannas danda and water pot. Anyway, either way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed Ramananda Roy his identity as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in this way, he bestowed his mercy upon Sarvam Bhattacharya, and Sarvam Bhattacharya then fell at his feet. And he offered some beautiful poems in glorification. It starts with Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam Shikhartameka Purusha Purana Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dhari Kripam Budhir Jastamahan Prapate. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam Shikhartameka Purusha Purana. in order to teach the science of Vairagya, renunciation, which is actually non-different from Nijabhakti Yogam, his own devotion to himself. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has appeared as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Shariradhari, and Kripam Buddhishya, one who is, that personality is an ocean of mercy. Tamaham Prapadde, I surrender myself to his lotus feet. So this is how we see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is hiding his identity. The devotees are recognizing him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And even those who did not want to accept him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead eventually recognized him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is the way anybody can see that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's not some propaganda by some people, some foolish people, some village people. They put up some Baba or some Ma or somebody as Bhagavan. Sarvam Bhattacharya, the greatest scholar, recognized him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Keshav Kashmiri, the greatest scholar of that time, recognized Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. King Prataprudra could not recognize Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also as the Supreme Personality of Godhead at the beginning. At first he couldn't accept him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. His feeling also was that how can you consider a human being to be Supreme Personality of Godhead? His activities, look at him, he's a devotee, no doubt. But why do you call him the Supreme Personality of Godhead? He had this kind of doubt in his mind. But then he heard about one incident, that while Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling to South India, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopped in the house of a Brahmana called Kurma Vipra, in the place called Kurma Kshetra, where there was a temple of Kurma, incarnation of the Lord. So this Brahmana spent the whole night, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent the whole night in the house of that Brahmana. And he did Ishta Goshti. And it is to this Brahmana Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually told him that Jare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh, Amar aggay guru hoiya taroi desh. Because this Brahmana, after meeting Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, wanted to go with him. He told him that, look, I'm fed up with this materialistic way of life. He was a very wealthy Brahmana. But he said that, I don't want to stay at home. I want to go with you. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, you stay at home. Stay at home. But whenever you talk to somebody, whoever you speak to, tell him about Krishna. Jare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Instruct him about Krishna. Teach him the instructions of Krishna from Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. So then he spent the night, and in the morning, after taking his bath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left. That's what he was doing all the time. During the day, he would travel, and at night when he would stop in some Brahmana's house, through the whole night he would do Ishta Goshti, and then in the morning he would leave. So this Kurma Vipra, he walked with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and many other people also followed him. But then when they went to some distant, Mahaprabhu said, now you all go home. And so this is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling. Now in that place,
There was another very exalted Brahmana. His name was Vasudev. Vasudev Vipra. Although he was a very exalted Brahmana, but he developed leprosy. And his leprosy was so acute that his whole body was eaten up. In leprosy, what happens? There's flesh. Even the bones begin to melt. They fall off. And that ulcer that was caused by the leprosy, he had worms eating up. Like that rotten flesh. Must be. As it is, leprosy is very painful. And if the worms and insects are eating it up, then it's even more painful. But Vasudeva was so exalted a devotee that he considered that if these insects can derive pleasure, if these insects and worms can derive pleasure at my expense, then why should I prevent them? And as a result of that, when some worm fell off his ulcer, he would pick it up and place it back onto his ulcer. So Vasudeva, next, when he got to know that the Supreme Personality of Godhead came to his village, he immediately wanted to see him. So he ran to the house of Kurma Vipra. But when he went there, he found that the Lord has left. So he was so heartbroken that he fainted. But at that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back. Although he left and he traveled a great distance, this is how the Lord reciprocates with his devotee. When he saw that his devotee is heartbroken for not getting the darshan, he immediately came back. And not only he came back, he embraced Vasudeva Vipra. And as soon as it touched him, Vasudeva Vipra's leprosy disappeared. His body was completely cured. And not only his body was completely cured, he developed such a beautiful form. And Vasudeva was so exalted that he considered that it was better that I had leprosy. I was out of my body consciousness. Everybody was repulsed by me. But now people will become attracted to me due to my handsome appearance. And as a result of that, I may become proud. So in this way, Vasudeva considered. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu assured him, don't worry. The deep love that you have for the Supreme Personality of Godhead can never deviate you from, nothing in this world can deviate you from that attachment to the Lord. When the news reached King Pratap Rudra, King Pratap Rudra actually considered that this must be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because there had been many instances in the past when a great personality has cured a leper. Lepers have been cured. That instances are quite. There are such occurrences in the past. But no one ever embraced the leper. It's only the Supreme Personality of Godhead can do such a thing. Because He is the Father of all living entities. Just as no matter how miserable, how disgusting condition the child may be, but the father doesn't care that. Because of his love, he embraces his son. So this is how Pratap Rudra recognized that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back, Pratap Rudra now wanted to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was a king. Many of his associates were closely related to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he appealed to them, please, like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Ramananda Roy, that please let me have the darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But when they proposed to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, it's not the business of a sannyasi to associate with a king. It is better to live in the same room with a serpent, with a poisonous snake, than have any association with a materialistic person like a king. The kings are supposed to be very, very materialist. So in this way, King Pratap, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refused to see King Pratap Rudra. When the message was taken to the king, king was very heartbroken. He said that Lord is prepared to bestow his mercy upon anyone, only he won't bestow his mercy upon this fallen soul, Pratap Rudra. Okay, he considers that I am a materialist, therefore he won't give me his audience. Okay, fine, I'll give up my kingdom and I'll become a sannyasi myself. Everybody was worried that if the king gives up his kingdom, what will happen? Already there were battles were going on with the Muslims, and it was the king who was actually defending. And if the king becomes a sannyasi and leaves everything and goes away, the whole kingdom will be in great difficulty. So they went and told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that please give your darshan. He is not a materialist. He is a great devotee. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so staunch in his conviction, in his situation. He said, okay, then you all stay with him. I will leave Jagannath Puri. So now everyone is worried. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu leaves Jagannath Puri, that also they didn't want. Then finally Chaitanya Mahaprabhu agreed to meet the prince. So the king, he wouldn't give the darshan, but through the son, the king could get his darshan. So this is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestowed his mercy upon King Pratap Rudra. But then, eventually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestowed his mercy upon that king also. Although he didn't give his darshan, but during the Ratha Jatra time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing in front of the chariot, and when it came to Balgandi, the Rath got stopped, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to take rest in the garden of Balgandi. And then King Pratap Rudra came disguised as an ordinary farmer, and he started to massage the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and singing one song, Tava Kathamritam Tapta Jivanam. And hearing that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu jumped up and he said, yes, Bhurida, Bhurida, one who distributes Krishna consciousness is the most munificent personality. Saying that, he embraced King Pratap Rudra. So to the personality who didn't even want to give his audience, he now embraced him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, King Pratap Rudra ki, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Premanande. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance day celebration ki. Yeah.